the non-attachment meditation. When we're attached, we limit the possibilities in our lives. But when we're non-attached, then this opens us to infinite possibilities. So this meditation is to help you be a little less attached in your life. So let's start by sitting comfortably, and please close your eyes. Just take a few even breaths. Now deepen your breathing. And take a deep inhale and hold your breath. Keep holding it in. Hold it. Keep holding it. A little bit longer. And now let it go. Was that comfortable? Probably not. But this is what happens to us on a subtle level when we hold on to things we need to release. We create discomfort in all areas of our lives. How much better did you feel when you released the breath? Much better, I'm sure. This is how much better your life will feel when you begin to let go of the unnecessary things that no longer serve you. So take a few more just regular breaths. Now take another deep inhale and breathe it all out. Breathe it out fully, but don't inhale this time. Hold the exhale. Keep holding it out. Hold it. Hold it. A little longer. Now breathe in. That was probably uncomfortable too, yes? Okay. This is how the body feels when we don't allow all the good things to enter our lives. When our lives are so full and cluttered, there's no room for new things, new experiences, new encounters. We limit our possibilities. We end up depriving ourselves of so much joy and happiness. How much better do you feel breathing normally? Much better, I'm sure. The breath flows in, the breath flows out. Fresh air flows in, and stale air flows out. This is nature's way of keeping us alive, keeping us happy and healthy. A simple process of receiving and letting go. Receiving and giving back. So enjoy the pleasures of life. Enjoy your possessions, your relationships. But when it's time to let them go, let them go. This will make space for all the wonderful things that are waiting for you. All the wonderful things that are waiting to come into your life. Now bring your awareness into your heart center. And just silently ask your heart, what do I need to let go of? And just listen without judging or evaluating. Just listen to your heart speaking to you. What do I need to let go of? Maybe some material possessions. Maybe a relationship. An old habit. or an addiction. Maybe the need to control everything. What's no longer serving me? Can you let go of the outcome of your desires? It was attached to the outcome of your desires. Maybe this is something you can learn to let go of in the future. And now ask your heart, what do I want to bring into my life? And again, just listen to your heart. What am I now open to receive? What new experiences am I ready for? What new relationships and adventures? Just listen to the level of your heart. Your heart knows best. So it's okay to have desires. What's important is to remain unattached to the outcome of those desires. When we have the desire, we plant the seeds of those desires in our consciousness. But then we step back, allow the universe to handle the details. In this way, if there's something even better for us, we allow the universe to offer that to us instead. So it's like saying, this is what I think I want. However, if there's something even better, it's okay to send that along instead. Doesn't that make more sense? So now make a commitment. Make a commitment to let go of at least one thing today. One thing, you choose, whatever it is. Begin to step out of the boundaries and step into the boundless. Now take a deeper breath. Let it all out. And when you're ready, please open your eyes slowly. So today, allow your life to be a little freer. And start to enjoy the wisdom of uncertainty. Namaste.